I got free pizza today, Slim.
Free? How'd you do that?
Nice. Domino's.
How'd you get a free pizza from Domino's?
Apparently, I have pie rewards.
When
I spend money, I get pizza.
You go to Domino's that often?
At Domino's, you got a free pizza.
How can you go to Domino's when Fiesta is right down the fucking road?
Because Fiesta, I got to spend $14 for a 12-inch pizza with one topping, and at Domino's, I can spend $8 on a three-topping 14-inch pizza.
That's not true, man. On a Monday, if you go there, it's like $10.99.
Don't they have fried chicken, too?
They do have fried chicken.
And they got the JoJo's.
But I can get fried chicken and JoJo's from Leonardo's, too.
You just got to look at the daily specials at the places you're going to, though.
Yeah, but at Domino's, you can pretty much eat the cardboard and be pretty similar to the pizza.
Their pizza's better than the cardboard. That's got daily specials.
Little Caesars is like eating cardboard.
But don't they have like one of the best pizza joints up here? Is that like Luigi's? Do I have my fucking mic right?
What's
up? Set right, man? There we go.
I'm
How's that?
Up.
That
Relax.
Sounds better.
Relax.
Jesus Christ,
put a podcaster here and they're just mad about that. But Luigi's is fucking downtown and I ain't about to drive 15 minutes to go to a restaurant.
I don't know if it's as good as they say. It's good.
I don't know if I've ever been. I think... as a teenager, maybe. I mean, I got lost a lot in Akron. Like, as I came up here, I'm like, you know, thank God now I can get my ass through fucking Akron.
You guys remember, like, less than a year ago when that Italian place, it was Luigi's in Italy closed?
No, it's like Sweden.
Oh, in Sweden.
Oh, yeah, fucking Dylan posted the link. I was like, you son of a bitch.
It was Luigi's in Sweden closed, but, like, someone in Akron saw the article and was like, fuck no, and shared it. And then everyone was like, no!
Said Luigi's Italian Eatery or something. Yeah,
it's a different
Luigi's. Completely different place. But anyway, so I got free pizza.
Yeah.
And I just had Domino's the other day, but this one was free.
So well, yeah, that's how you
because
got,
of the one
you
the
got
other
your
day.
Pie rewards.
Do you sweat Domino's?
Do I sweat Domino's?
Like when you like after you eat Domino's, like if you go sweat, do you smell Domino's?
Yeah, just that oil.
Like Burger
yeah.
King's like that.
Really?
Yeah, like if you eat Burger King, like the next time you pee, it smells like Burger King.
I've never had my pee smell.
Let me get a Whopper with extra asparagus, please.
It's like now, when you drink too much coffee.
Now I've eaten like SpaghettiOs and then puked, and my puke tasted like SpaghettiOs. Now that was
I've had that too. Yeah, it's pretty distinct. Probably
or Fritos.
Like
you got one time we did this on the show where like I ate a bunch of Fritos when I was like super drunk and I puked it all up and then I was craving Fritos.
Sounds
I was
painful.
Craving Fritos for like a week. No, I talked about it.
Oh, okay.
I was gonna say we did what?
And all I wanted was Fritos for like a week, and I ate like grab bags of like Fritos in one day after that, just because that taste of throwing them up, I was like, craving
that's
corn
actually
chips.
How you that's fucking crazy to me that you can like want to eat something that you just vomited
I
up.
Crave the corn chip.
Ooh.
Sounds like what you do for metal training, like just eat
after
Fritos
I puke something up. I think it's going to take me a little while to like want to eat that again.
Have you ever craved listening to corn?
So I ordered the pizza, and I also got a side of garlic sauce to dip my pizza in. So it was kind of funny when I walked in the door, and I'm like, yeah, I have a pickup for Sean. And the guy's like, your total is 55 cents. I'm like, yep.
So it wasn't free.
Well, the pizza was free. The garlic butter wasn't.
Figures.
That's the catch. Like, they give you a free pizza, so you order more stuff. You know what I mean?
I don't order. No.
What's up? You don't order
garlic butter.
By the way,
but you're
going to
order Domino's
anyway.
It doesn't, not just garlic butter.
I'm also pretty sure.
Hold on, dude. This guy.
They charge me for extra sauce on my pizza.
Probably.
Which is fucked.
Why would you get extra sauce on a Fiesta? It's plenty of sauce.
Let's back up here.
Jesus Christ, that's a lot of sauce, man.
Let's back up. So this guy over here, Slim, when I was like, they give you the free pizza so you order more stuff, and he goes, but I don't like garlic sauce. And I'm like,
then don't get it.
Just because
I could have had a free pizza.
Just because I got garlic sauce doesn't mean you wouldn't get Parmesan bites or garlic knots or wings or dessert. Or
no, I
would have
been
soda.
Took my pizza and ran.
What?
Soda
or anything? What do you dip your crust in, bro?
No, I'm saying it's the ability.
It?
Like, do you not understand?
You eat your crust?
I'm sorry, Bob. I let you down.
What?
I don't know.
You're the worst.
First of all, I don't
person.
Eat Domino's. Domino's is right next to my work, and I've had it so many times when I first started there that I just can't eat them anymore.
I ruined it.
It killed it. Yeah. Their chicken bites aren't bad, though, with the bacon and the cheese.
Ooh. I like that. I look at their wings.
Who cares about any of that?
I'm just curious. Like, you don't
you eat... Mr. Garlic Sauce?
I'm just saying that...
Well, so congratulations on your pizza, man. That's awesome. Like, that's a good day. That's a fucking... That's a solid... A free pizza day? Right.
Bob was talking about how you went on a hike and shit, but no. Good. You got that free pizza.
It's supposed to be... It's supposed to be a conversation.
No, I want to have a cover. You don't eat crust at all, or you just like throw your. You eat crust.
I eat it dry, dude. Like with some milk, like crust and
what?
Milk.
You eat what? Wait. You eat.
Get out.
You just eat the crust.
Yeah, what's wrong with just the crust? No, obviously I ate the pizza too.
No,
but
he eats the crust with milk. He said.
Yeah.
Not like
yeah.
dipping it, but like when you just eat all that bread, like just a glass of milk, just knock it back. Woo, fire.
Man,
what?
Hey, y'all fucking hate on me about sandwiches and soup and shit.
No, we hate on you about Steel Reserve. At least you stepped it up today.
This dude's doing milk and crust.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, when you say it like that.
Yeah.
There's no other way to say it, dude.
See, that's the thing, though. Like, you know, like with the local pizzas, like they get that cheese on the crust.
Yeah.
You
know, good.
So that makes eating the crust worth it because it's got that
exactly.
that like really. No.
So it's the Lousy Weather Media main show.
I was waiting for
243. I'm Sean Ast.
I'm Bob Caparda, and I get a side of sauce with every pizza I get.
I'm Slim. I like it.
I don't. You like it with milk. Fuck. We got angels hanging out in the Chris Clamps coffee corner.
What's up?
And our guest today is
what's up? I don't like pizza at all.
Our guest today is Acacia from Acacia and the Void podcast.
Yes,
that's you're from that now.
I'm from that now. Yeah, formerly the Damcast.
Yeah, you used to be Damcast, but then you said fuck y'all and
fuck
you peaced
all.
Out.
Peace yeah. out. Yeah.
You were like fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You pointed at the cat and was like you're cool.
Yeah.
And then you were like I'm out. Yeah, yeah, so now you're doing Acacia in the Void.
And it's this fucking sad shit, man.
You're a sad podcaster.
It's a sad
now.
Right now, it's sad. I'm almost done with my shit, and then we're going to move on to weird shit.
So you set it up kind of like where your first series of episodes, you were going to like indulge in something kind of...
Well,
so to speak.
You want to know what it really started out as I come from a fucked up place. Like, my fucking life was fucking fucked up. Like, if I go through it all, it's like, bleh. So it was like, this is a way to share this stuff, and it's interesting. Like, I think, I don't know, people are listening, so it's got to be somewhat interesting to listen to a shit life a little bit that was also very blessed as well. So it's that happy medium
between
the two.
People like honesty.
And it is honest. Like, I talk about, like... Yeah,
when I talk about getting my free pizza, people are like, man, that dude's honest.
Well, you had a fucking great day.
Very
don't ever limit, like, limit that. Like, you got a fucking free pizza. Yeah. I
went to Talmadge for it, too, so it'd be nice instead of going to the Dirty Akron one over here. Mm. The one time I went there...
Dirty Akron?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I go there when it's 3 in the morning and I want pizza, but the Talmadge one's not open that late, but the Akron one is.
I get that.
But to be fair, the Akron one's been open for less than a year, so it is
Akron's one's been open for ever.
I love this particular fucking area.
What do you mean, less than a year? Hold
on.
By
the railroad tracks, and there's nothing like hearing that shit bang. All fucking
that's
night,
the same
man.
Domino's that's been there for as long as I've been alive. No, in Akron.
I was talking about the Talmadge one.
Yeah,
that you went to.
He's saying that one's dirty in the Akron
one. For the
freshman
pizza shops over here.
That's the
fresh
one I said less shop. Than a year. How long has it been there?
You're right about that, but you said it after I talked about how the dirty Akron one, and you were like, it's not that dirty. It's only been there a year, so I thought you were talking about the Akron one.
I re-listened.
So, yeah, that's why we're getting
run it back.
Roll the tape.
But anyway, so I went to the Talmadge one instead, so... But, yeah, I got free pizza. I was stoked on it.
Sick.
I was kind of in the mood for pizza, too.
What'd you get on it?
Pepperoni on the whole thing.
Yeah?
Then this is how I cheated the system.
Oh.
I got, because it's a two-topping for free. So I got pepperoni on the whole thing, then I got sausage on one side and bacon on the other. And then I just knocked half the bacon to one side and half the sausage to the other. So
you
then,
can do that? That counts as one?
What, half and half?
So wait, I think you did the second part by himself.
So
you had sausage, bacon, and pepperoni.
Yeah.
It was like, that's a meat supreme.
Not really. No, there's no ground beef in there.
What?
Ain't no ham.
Was the sausage ground or was it Italian?
It's Italian. It was a pork extravaganza is what it was.
Yeah. Still no ham.
Still no ham. No, right. You're right.
Splitting hairs now, but anyway.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I get what you're getting at. You're saying Fiesta.
But you can do that. You can make half one and half the other. That counts, as,
that
one
counts as one topping.
Like, do you just shimmy shake it?
You're changing my life. I didn't know that.
No, I just like pushed it with my hand.
You're like such a cat. You're like playing with your pizza.
Just knocked.
He just swirled it around.
They put a lot of toppings on it. I was able to be like, this is like how I would make it right here.
Dude, that's life changing. That's game changing right there.
I don't really stick to a certain pizza. Like, I like it different. I like sausage and onion. If I have my son with me, he likes mushrooms. Mm-hmm. You know, and then there's the pepperoni. That's the classic.
Yeah, if I'm not
in a meat mood, I can do a cheese pizza.
Can't go wrong
all
with a taco
day.
Pizza.
Taco pizza?
You know, I don't have enough taco pizza.
There's not enough places that have taco pizza.
No, only east of Chicago around here.
Honey, it's the best.
Is it a good one?
Oh,
it's the best taco
good.
We got an East
so
taco.
Now that
we got, like, in Canal Fulton, we literally have like 15 fucking pizza places.
Really?
You have
pizza's
all
popular.
Yeah, get a taco pizza. It's
now that everybody wants pizza that's listening, let's
now that you're all good and hungry.
I prefer cheeseburgers.
Let's talk a little bit about life.
Well, I just watched Evil Genius on Netflix, so I do not want a pizza. I don't want one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That pizza guy died.
Yeah, that pizza guy died. I don't want one.
I can't wait to fucking tarot read for you guys.
So you, you've been doing a multitude of things now in life.
Seriously, I'm doing crazy stuff. So, like, I'm doing the tarot. I'm doing Acacia in the Void. And like I said, it's stories. It's stories of my life and my family. And then we're going to get crazy here in the summer. And then we're going to kind of get serious and kind of probably go under some race stuff as we get. You know, through...
You're going to be doing This Is America?
Through the crazy.
Yeah, for sure. Through it all.
Have you been
watching
this new thing that white people do where they just take This Is America and put completely different songs over the music video?
Like, dude.
I saw
amazing.
One today that was like...
This is crazy.
No, it's not amazing. It's terrible.
It's funny. Get the meme.
I'm interested in...
Get the meme,
watch it
said.
Move on.
I'm interested here to hear like the Me Too stories.
They put September on it.
You know, you get that from the women, and then to get it from other minorities, I think is interesting. So, yeah, that's what I'm kind of going after is people's personal stories to share perspectives.
Now,
I'm also doing industrial podcasting.
Does, like,
too.
Fat people count? Because I could go on and talk about how being fat sucks.
How I got to get the garlic sauce.
I got to get the garlic sauce and eat all the pizza.
Dude, we can talk about anything. What makes you cry at night? You want to know how I do tarot readings? I'm like, think about something that's keeping you awake at night. And then we'll
nothing keeps me awake at night. I don't care about any of that stuff. But I definitely notice every day.
You're going
how
first.
When
we're doing you now.
I was
let's
already.
Go, let's go.
We're not doing me now, but I'm definitely going first. There was no doubt in that.
Here in Chris Clem's Coffee Corner, but, we're always awake.
No, what I was gonna say about being fat is the difference in the way people treat you.
Yes.
When I was. When I lost all that weight a few years ago and I was a fucking 160 pounds.
I thought you were going to say I was a hunk.
No, I was 160 pounds. I was treated completely different than I am now at 230.
Completely.
Like, and the teeth don't even matter.
I was going to say you had a tooth back then, too.
No, I didn't. 3 years ago, I didn't have a front tooth. I haven't had a front tooth in fucking 8 years.
What's the craziest reaction you've gotten from, like, a fucking bitch about your fucking mouth?
Oh, nothing. Little kids are the only ones that are like...
Oh, they're super honest.
They're the ones that are like, ah! And you're just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they are cautionary tales.
Brush
I mean,
your
like,
teeth,
that's with
little kid.
but no, like...
You're just like, yeah, blocked a damn, shot right. from Alexander Ovechkin.
When I
always
was,
brush your teeth after like, your mic's harder.
I would tell people, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I just banged myself in the mouth with a microphone one time, tooth's gone. But no, it just fell out from bad decisions.
Well, yeah, and that's what it is. It's, and I tell my son that every day. I'm like, we make good decisions.
But I can tell
you,
you
got to make a ton of fucked up, shitty decisions.
I can tell you, nobody treats me badly because of my teeth. People treat me badly because of weight.
But you're not fat.
No, but you definitely, even just the difference between 230 and 160, you're treated way different. You don't get smiled at. You don't get looked at. You get ignored.
As
people,
a female,
people
can't.
Treat you like you're broke.
No
people
shit.
Treat you like you're a waste. What?
I weigh like 130, and people treat me like that.
What?
All those things you just said. Like, I don't exist, that I'm broke. That
looks like you got to get to 160.
Waste of space.
Everybody gets
get to your weight
everybody
class.
Gets treated that way at all times to a certain degree. Yeah. But I'm speaking specifically in my experience of, yeah, on my things.
Yeah, and this is the thing, like we need to all understand that everybody's sitting in a place where they feel insecure. You know, everybody does. Like, I think everybody can find one thing about themselves that they could, like, you know, beat themselves with every day. And, like, I'm going to tell you, I look at you, I don't see a fucking fat man with fucked up teeth. Like, that shit, I just don't.
Super fat, my teeth are fucked up.
Man, I've seen some fucking, crazy ass fucking shit. But, again,
you're,
like.
You're like, I see some fucking fat people with no. I grew up in West Virginia.
Dude, you know, we live in Ohio. How far, how much better do you think this is than West
when I'm
Virginia,
done with the pizza, man? I drink the garlic butter.
Acacia, we're in Northeast Ohio right now. I don't know where you're from, but we're in Northeast Ohio.
I'm going
to
tell you
anything
this.
Anything south of Canton to me is Southern Ohio.
It's true.
They're West Virginia.
It's true.
That's fair. Dover and all, yeah. Dude,
and then Toledo, dude. Anything west, like if you're
right. Like
and
you
Toledo's
hit,
just Cleveland copycat.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I mean,
you hit fucking what Canton South. You hit Canton South, and it's like,
oh,
it's
God,
over.
It's, you're heading down 800.
It's over, man.
You end up in Sparta, and you're like, where the fuck am I?
What is fucking Columbus, but like a man-made like shit? You know, but what is it? Ohio State? Is that it?
But everything around it, everything around Columbus is fucking Southern Ohio, though. If you think about it,
it is.
Even like Cambridge,
it's
like,
in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Cambridge,
it's Ohio.
Circleville. Bobby Fulton's having his damn retirement match with Jim Cornette doing a live podcast. So that's like 80s wrestlers that are 70 now, and they're doing a thing in Circleville, Ohio. So I was like, that's got to be near like Kentucky. I look it up. It's like a fucking half hour outside of Columbus. And I'm like, Circleville?
Which direction?
Like, oh, it's not that far.
So yeah, you and me are map minds.
Southern Ohio.
Yeah, it's like,
I gotta go.
Columbus. Anything south of Canton.
But you're right. Like, we live in this trifecta. Like,
oh, yeah.
Canton, Akron, Cleveland. It's Northeast Ohio. It's the fucking
it's
Neo, man.
It's a completely different state.
It is.
To the rest
it
of
is.
It.
It's a completely different state. And it's kind of purplish.
Purplish,
you know,
yeah, because
it's got the mix of the blue.
It's got all
the
cities.
Red.
All the cities are Democrat, then all the farms in between the cities
exactly.
are truck nuts and Republican. Yeah.
Dude, like I live out in the country, and I'm telling you, from Friday at 6 o'clock until Sunday, it's nothing but gunshots all fucking day.
Really?
Yeah, it's just,
I believe it.
It's just white dudes out fucking shooting guns all fucking day in the country.
Yeah.
That's all
I
they
hear
do.
Gunshots every once in a while.
You hear gunshots here. It's like fucking someone call the cops because it's the fucking city, man. Out there, it's like, okay, well, that's probably. And that's an automatic.
Was that an automatic?
Speaking of
that's an automatic. Oh look, okay, now someone's fucking throwing like
there's
you know, dynamite. Like that was a big boom. Like someone's having fun.
There was a shooting down the road on Para, and I saw all the cops out there when I was going to get Domino's on Saturday. Actually.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Where was that?
On Para,
right down the street,
down the road, or Para.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Para, if you're nasty.
P-A-R-A.
If you're nasty.
Para.
For,
I say para.
Fuck you for that.
Some people say para.
Angel went out to Sad Boys Social Club show the other day, right?
Yeah, just Angel.
She just shook her head and said no to me. What happened?
I did.
What happened?
It was just Angel.
Who touched you guys? Slim, no. You went too, show. But... Angel went too. I was just because I didn't. Just because I didn't segue to you.
Hey,
first.
I did too.
But she went.
Well, I thought you were just gonna say like, oh, so the group of last like, weather meet you guys went to the Sad Boys Club.
No, well, I didn't know any of you guys were going. I was.
Oh yeah, I was in the show.
Angel texted me like, "You work?" I was like,
"Angel."
Yeah.
Angel was running the shit right behind me from my dead corpse.
So you were in the show, that's right.
Yeah, I played the role
you
of
the dead
body. You
played a
dead
person?
Yes.
Jeremy said he wasn't going to make you a dead person because he didn't think you could do it.
Oh, I did.
So
I wish I were the dead person. I pretty much was.
That means he finally believed in you.
So here's the thing.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Sad Boys Social Club, sketch group, Jeremy Shearer, who hosts the show on the network, Let the Hate Flow Through You. They did live episodes of pro wrestler Gregory Iron, which is amazing. Gregory Iron's fucking one of the top Cleveland stars of the past decade.
It was a great episode.
And,
It was
awesome.
And they did another episode with Mary Santora, who's on the Alan Cox show all the time nowadays and shit. So
I love that one
she's
too.
Lovely.
But so they... they did that in a Sad Boys Social Club sketch show, and you guys went, forgot you were in it. Now, go ahead.
Okay. So, I played the role of the dead body, right? Mm-hmm. So, I, and I told this on my podcast, too.
You mean you're not actually dead when you... Or a dead body on the Sad Boy Social Club.
No, they kill you. He was dead.
No, that was
dead.
Oh, okay. They killed me.
Yeah, way to break kayfabe.
I got sent to the... It's fine. I got sent to the Shadow Realm by Mike Calhoun. We were playing Yu-Gi-Oh! And he just...
Okay, yeah.
We're going to get sent to the Shadow Realm.
So you weren't dead. You were sent to the Shadow Realm.
But my lifeless corpse was still in this plane right here. So basically, like, I was kind of worried, like, when Sheer came up and shook my shoulders. Slim, I was going to take a dive off the chair. But I didn't know, like, how to do it, but I just said, fuck it, and just fell over. And I shook the whole table. I hit so hard, but I didn't feel anything. And the whole table shook, and I was like, oh, my God, that was too much. And then I was sitting there like,
nah,
I think that was cool. Like, I think that was fine. So then they moved me up to the side, whatever. I'm laying there dead. I didn't know that the show – first of all, I didn't know the show was going to be over an hour. I had to pee so bad.
Yeah.
Second of all –
I told you.
I didn't know that they were going to have a comedian come up.
I love Angel in the background. I told you. Like, she definitely was like, Slim, you better pee before you do this. And you're like, nah, I just drank a pitcher. I'll be all right.
Nah, give me more Hennessy.
But I did. And everyone was saying I should have pissed myself to make it look more like authentic.
You definitely should have.
Yeah. I should have took one for the team.
That's why you wear blacks. Mm-hmm. Why do you think I always wear black jeans?
No.
If I need to piss myself, I just piss myself. I learned it from Jim Ross.
It all depends. So never go out that.
You heard that from the Violent J documentary?
Nah, Jim Ross, the wrestling announcer.
So
you could have been either. Have a fucking baby.
Right.
And see how that shit fucking works.
No.
No, thank you. So I'm sitting there, and I didn't know there was a comedian doing like a 20-minute set. And he comes up and starts fucking with me. He starts touching me and is like, oh, I've never done comedy next to a corpse. Ha ha. And I was like, oh my God, like I'm gonna laugh. I'm gonna say something. He was funny. I don't remember his name, but he was fucking hilarious. He was from Indiana.
Adam Gilbert? Fucking hilarious.
Adam Gilbert. Yeah. So
fucking hilarious.
Hilarious. So he was like, I can't even tell if he's barely even grinning if I'm really not that funny or if he's really that good of an actor. And if that's the case, why are you here? And I was just...
You need to get an Oscar, brother.
Really. I was gritting my teeth at that point. I'm just like...
Slim's moving to Hollywood.
Yeah, I'm out there.
Watch out, on your way. Meryl Streep.
Mm-hmm. But I think I did okay as the dead
get
body.
Get out of the way, Kurt Hawkins.
He's got 3,600 views on his Facebook video.
Right.
Nice.
New music video out right now.
Watch out, Russell Crowe.
Yeah. Slim, and that he's S is with a dollar sign.
George Clooney. Dude.
Watch out,
break
Will Smith.
Face.
iRobot 2 with Slim. Slim.
Bro, that'd be amazing.
It would be.
Can we get Jorge to direct that?
He probably doesn't have time. He's got all that hell shit to do.
Why don't we take a break and we'll come back and we're going to do tarot readings.
Yeah,
so
let's
all of us.
Do it. I'm excited.
I'm definitely going first. We'll probably film it. I'll have one of you guys film it, me getting my tarot reading. Hey, let me tell you this before we take a break. Last time I got a tarot reading, the cards...
They said I'd lose a tooth.
No. It said, even worse, it said I was going to
die.
Whoa. They don't say that.
No, I was going to grow old and just become a loner pervert. Just like a dirty old loner pervert is what, like, I was just going to...
Who would tell
I was,
you that?
It was my girlfriend at the time.
Is that like a stat? Like, you have, like, attributes?
Like, she was also a stripper, but she sidelined as a tarot reader.
I thought it might have been the park ranger.
What'd you do to piss her off for her to tell you that?
You're going
to
be an old pervert, and I'm arresting you.
She flipped the card and then looked it up in her book and was like, babe, you ain't going to like this.
There's no card that's old pervert in here.
She looked it up in her book. I read it. Like,
she was reading between the cards.
Like a pop.
She was reading between
the cards. It was like you put the card down.
She's feeding you.
You put the card down, and then she just like looked in her book what the card meant.
Well, I'll take you for everybody does it a little different. I'm here now.
And her book said I was going to be a dirty old man all alone.
We'll make sure that we change your future, okay?
The dirtiest old... Like, I don't mind being a dirty old man.
Let's change your future.
Can I just say that I
don't mind being alone.
I've never had a tarot reading, but I imagine...
Now we know what keeps you up at night.
Actually,
you're afraid that you're going to turn into a dirty old man.
No, now I kind of want to. I don't mind being a dirty old man, and I don't mind being alone. I might as well be a lone dirty old man. Let's
it's
take
the best
a break,
way, man.
We'll come back. We'll talk more about the life, love, happiness, and all that jazz. All that jazz.
Can I have one of those cookies?
Oh, just
you guys want some.
But like, I realized where I was like outclassed in the wild category when I just saw this man eat strip club food. I was like, yo, like what? This is a whole nother level.
It depends where.
Nah, man. If you're eating inside of a strip club, you are at a whole nother level of I don't give a fuck.
Like, I've eaten at strip clubs a few times.
Bro, look at you, though.
They got two dozen.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Sean left the room.
That just happened.
Weather Media Main Show, available wherever you get your podcasts, or visit lousyweathermedia.com.
Actually, because since I watched that,
and we're back.
Yeah.
God damn, that was loud.
Did you like that?
I told Slim I want a video. You can go ahead and get it started. Get some video going.
Okay.
Because we're going to go right into me getting a tarot reading. But I was telling Slim to get video ready. And he was like, what do you want? I was like, some good video of this. And he was like a long video. And I was like, well, not really. I was like, just my tarot reading. Like, you don't have to film everybody's.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, cool, then. I'll just do it on Snapchat.
They're flipped.
And I was like, you're not going to do it on Snapchat. You're flipped.
No, they're flipped. The cards.
Oh, God.
Your first cards have been flipped already.
They're already going, man.
Oh, man.
Don't worry. I got it on Facebook Live.
Holy shit. Yeah, goddamn. Hold up.
Okay, so.
Are we in the upside down?
I didn't even get a chance to.
Well, I wanted to ask, like.
Now the upside down.
How long have you been doing tarot card reading?
Okay, well, I've been, like, learning about tarot. Like, on the internet for years. And, like, I've always been into, like, that kind of fortune telling shit. Like, I was really into it's etching or whatever, but I call it I Ching because we live in the I world, fucking, you know. But that's like throwing coins. And so you throw a set of coins and then it gives you like an old proverb.
Okay.
It's kind of cool. And like, you know, and then they're kind of riddly.
Right.
And then so I've done this like tarot stuff here. I've been at it probably like actually like focused on doing it for 10 months.
Okay.
Like, just down, like, watching and learning and all that shit. So what you kind of do, you got to learn.
Watching and learning.
So I have my own way of doing it, and everybody should, okay? And
I like how Slim turned into an interview. He put a camera behind his hands. He's like,
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Yeah, I know how this goes. I know how to do
this. Me and him both were like,
So what I normally do is I start, these are a set of cards that my mom gave me. They're angel cards. And in this way, she said it's okay. My mom was a staunch Christian. It's weird that she would give me cards, okay? Yeah. And so, like, to me, this was the open door.
Sometimes,
like, mom thought it's okay, so
sometimes,
here I go.
Sometimes moms can be, like, into voodoo, though.
You know, who knows?
Mm. Moms are into
moms can be into all sorts of stuff. So anyway, I never flip these cards. I let the air flip them as I
hold on. What?
Okay, say again.
Okay, so
you don't card throw it like Rick Smith
Jr.
When I start
a tarot reading, I'm basically asking like your soul group, your soul tribe, to come in and help you.
My soul tribe.
And they're going to...
Now, okay, let me stop
you
there.
This could be your guides. This could
what
be
if
your
I
dead
told you,
grandma. It could be anything.
What if I told you I sold my soul, though, back in ninth grade to Derek Heupel, who lives down the road?
Well, I go get that piece of paper back.
He ate it.
Derek from the Lousy Wrestling Podcast.
And it was for a very small price that I sold him.
You know what you need to do? You need to go down to Canton and dig some dirt, because you guys understand that Akron shits.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes into, like, you know, stuff for lawn care. And then people down in, like, the rich parts of Canton spray that on their lawns. So literally, you guys, you know, all the shit that you guys make, it gets sprayed on
So Derek lots. Ate my soul with the piece of paper. So it turned into shit, and then it was used to fertilize lawn.
Just go down that way and just pick
that up. That sounds like a serial killer fantasy. Like, that is Anthony's soul and
actually,
shit.
Actually, I had a friend tell me that, that's literally what happens. Like, from the water treatment plant, they take that stuff, those solids that they get left, they take that and they make the fucking solids. The spray.
Solids. All right, okay, so we're tarot reading
a bunch of poo.
All right, so
depends on your diet.
So first off, you know, your soul tribe's solid. Totally into talking about poopy.
Okay.
So, I ate a lot of Chipotle. What's the tell about
me? They want, okay, so I let these cards flip, and to me, these are them telling me how to read your cards, okay? And this is like their guidance. Mm-hmm. And so they want you to get outside more. And then they want
I used to be outside all the time, and then I got accused of being a pedophile from a park ranger.
Which I referenced earlier.
Park ranger was like, you're a pedophile.
You need a fishing pole. That's all you need. Oh my God. And that comes from my friend Mark, man. All you need is a fucking fishing pole.
Ranger Schellenberger.
As soon as you have a fishing pole and a fishing license, you remember his name?
Yeah, I remember his name because it's a crazy story, man. Go ahead, Bob.
I was just going to say, as a friend, I wish you would be outside more because you were a lot happier.
I am outside more.
You need
to
go outside more, and they want you to focus on that. And then you got the Archangel Michael. And so, like,
my middle name's Michael.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, yeah.
Oh my God.
We're getting deep out here. That's where the media. Here we are.
Did someone call you by your full name or call you? Was there something like cute thing when, with Michael? Like,
no,
like
not when my mom.
Only when I was in trouble.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Well, maybe,
to call for me.
Maybe they're saying you better focus on getting outside or you're fucking in trouble. And I'm going to use your middle fucking name.
Yeah, when my mom was looking for me, it was Shawn Michael.
Yep, there you go.
Because, like, my brother has the two syllables, Charlie. She could yell it really loud, Charlie. With me, you had to put the middle name in there, so it was Shawn Michael. It's like Bruce Buffer style.
Yeah, right, okay.
All right, so pick a number.
7.
You're a mental man. That is, it's interesting, because the more I do this, different people pick different numbers. Yeah. It's really interesting. So mental, like a mental 7 to me is like, this is someone that is trapped in a thought.
7? I am trapped in thought. I am very deep. I'm a deep man.
You're a deep man.
Very deep.
What do they say?
7's always been my favorite number.
Deep waters run something.
Even when I played football, I was number 77.
All right, tell me when to stop.
Left guard. They called me the wall. Stop. Ooh, what does that mean?
These are good cards.
So now, like I told you, last time I got a tarot reading was 8 years ago, and they said I was going to grow to be an old pervert.
It's looking like about that same.
They're saying if you don't get, you know, you got to get a fishing pole, and you need to go outside, or you are going to become an old fucking pervert.
Okay,
this one's saying go back outside so you can become.
Okay. So you stop being a pervert, go outside to the park.
Yeah, go to the park and be a pervert at the park instead of a pervert. In your house, right?
That's what originally scared me.
I don't know. Whatever. That's fucking creepy. All right. So here we go. So the Three of Pentacles. The Three of Pentacles card is like a card of collaboration.
Okay.
It's a card of coming together and...
That's what we're doing here.
Yes.
We're collaborating.
Collaborating. Exactly. Uh-huh. And then the Ace of Wands is like taking action. I always say this is like...
Oh, fuck that. I like riding solo too sometimes.
Well, okay.
Anyway,
there's a lot of ways that you could read this card. Like, you know, lately, you know... It's kind of like a dick. You know, there's something very phallic about the Ace of Wands.
Sean's gay.
I love dick. If you've ever listened to my wrestling podcast, it's just me talking about dick.
So
it's like, look at this wrestler's dick.
You need to collaborate.
It's not as big as you'd think it would be.
You need to collaborate with more dicks.
Run it, Sean. Run it.
And this will make your dreams
come true.
Going back
to the wrestling podcast
that's my dreams are coming true.
Yeah, this is the Ten of Cups. The Ten of Cups is about emotional fulfillment. So you need to take action towards something that you emotionally want.
Well, he just got engaged. Is that
could be what's going on?
Been working. You know?
Now, the Hermit card is my go within card. It's the need to listen to your thoughts and see how you're thinking. Like, you know, you know, going within to find out what it is that brings
you. It's like,
you
play back. More Grand Theft Auto. All right, thoughts.
Well, and then you have the Five of Wands. This is a struggle card. But okay. You can also read this.
I'm always in struggle.
No, but you struggle. Could, like, I like to read them positive. To me, this is like banter. This could be banter, you know, like what we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I banter. I'm a hell of a banterer.
And so this is the Three of Wands, which is about setting off. So
set it off. My favorite Madball song. And I have Madball's a big part of my life.
Does it? I don't think it works that way. It might work that way.
Set it off. She said set it off.
Connection.
What's the last one?
He's only got two tattoos. Yeah. Or he's got three tattoos. Okay. And one of them is
that's
ball.
That's the first read.
What's that last one?
Hold
mean?
On. Yeah, what's the last one?
This one is like a card of happiness and healing. It's a really great omen. But overall, at the bottom.
I'm healing.
Now, this is the thing. Overall, you are healing. But the podcasting is that. It is about, it's cathartic, and you are loving it. Every time you open up, like I said.
Every time I say, fuck Mike Lowry Plumbing, and fuck 21st Century Insurance, and fuck Ohio First Edison. Energy. Yeah, Ohio Edison. Every time I say, fuck all those companies.
Dude, because you're...
It's like getting a catheter.
Because you won't go fucking...
Jesus Christ. Catheter.
Isn't that what cathartic means?
He's pissing without trying. Look at him.
It's a little different.
Oh, catheter. Anyway.
So, for mans, they got to be real tough.
They're supposed to be more painful for men, yes.
Anyway, overall, though, this is about moving.
Could the second card actually be a catheter?
No, because it's not really a tube. I mean, if it were like bamboo, I'd say yeah, but that's like a stick. That's going to plant a tree. That's like taking action.
Yeah, Bob, shut up.
Boy, I'm just saying that you're lucky that it's not.
So
the next card's got a bunch of pentagrams on it down there. Yeah.
That's a good card. It's basically saying you need to move beyond. Okay. There's some like feelings that you have, okay, that you are not, like, you're just sitting there looking at them.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, I'm bummed. I'm like, fuck like, you, that man. Fucking shit
Grand Theft
sucks,
Auto
like,
isn't as fun as it used to be.
Yeah, you know, and maybe it isn't. And maybe that's why you need to fucking get outside, man.
Oh, damn.
You know?
It's not, because you're playing as a character you hate now.
Yeah, it is. It's completely true. I saved all the missions for the one character I hate.
Yeah, Michael's story is the worst. You're right. Anyway.
I don't fucking... You know, I never really played Grand Theft Auto, though. I liked Bioshock.
I've played all the Grand Theft Autos.
I've done Bioshock, and I've done... what's the fucking Zeldas? I don't know a bunch of Zeldas.
Yeah, Zelda's
the
great.
The new one? You play the new one?
No, I played Wind Walker, right?
Wind Waker,
and then what the fuck is
the new one for Switch? Is so amazing.
I don't have a Switch.
Oh my god! Yeah. I would get a Switch for that
this
game.
This is the thing. I have a 4-year-old. Like, I'm going to be embarking on that fucking.
That game, you're going to have to get him a system. And
I'm going to have to get him a system, then I'm going to have to get him the game, but at least, you know, now
for kids, Nintendo's the way to go.
Yeah. What do you guys do as far as, like, rentals anymore? Like,
what do you mean?
You don't? Is everything online?
I preterm and, like, am I going to enjoy this game?
I read box games sometimes. But the thing about games nowadays is it takes, like, time to install them.
Yeah.
You can't just... It's not like the days where you just got a cartridge and slapped it in the thing. Nowadays, it's got a 4-hour install and shit like that. But I'll still read box games.
If you pay for online service for your system, you get one free game every month.
My phone froze. Yeah.
And that's just what I do. I just play the free game.
Just fucking kill it and try and get it saved whenever you can.
I honestly don't play too many games, though.
Have you guys ever had a ghost experience?
No.
Yes.
Like 5 or 6.
I think, but maybe not.
Bobby's at 5 or 6.
Yeah. Do you know right down there on Market and Case, where that old, like, it used to be an old porn movie theater?
Oh, yeah.
But my
that's the where place, the ghost would totally hang out.
Yeah, the place where my dad did kung fu ended up buying that place out. And
Angel just snapped and looked at you like your dad does kung fu.
Yeah, my dad is crazy.
You don't know shit about Bob's dad.
Anyway, he's got muscles.
Peter.
So they were in there, like, setting the place up for their kung fu place. My dad, like, I went there one day with my dad, one night, actually, and he's like, tell me about these people have had seen ghosts. And my dad's very, like, I don't believe that shit. But he's like, these people have seen ghosts in here. And one guy went to the hospital the other day because he had a heart attack and blah, blah, blah. And when we got there, he gave me a remote control car. And I was sitting there and we were in the
main. How old were you?
Shit. I don't know.
Yo, there's a spider on the ceiling. I just want to let everyone know. Just in case
there's a spider,
anyone else is freaked out because I am
just a little yellow house spider.
Little,
let them hang out, Slim. Why you got fucking invade? What are you, spider paparazzi? Come on, man.
This time of year,
yeah, they only bite this time of year, Sean.
Slim MZ.
And I put the car on the ground and I was opening up the remote and I was getting ready. And both of them needed batteries. Neither of them had batteries. I was opening the remote, and the car started going, and it drove, like, in circles and did all kinds of crazy shit.
What?
And then it ended up stopping right in front of the door to the basement of the...
That's crazy.
And it was, like, the basement had no electricity. It was all stone and shit, too. And it was, like, my dad was like, no, none of us have even been down there. Don't go down there.
So was like, your dad, like, totally sold?
No, he was not. He was like, there's got to be something. I was sold. I've also seen other things, and I've also have a very crazy theory for ghosts that not many people agree with, but...
I would love to hear
Okay, you go on.
The floor's open, Bob. Like, yeah, go ahead.
You just introduced the idea.
What are ghosts?
Well, I wanted actually to talk to you earlier about astral projection, and I feel like... That is like
you think ghosts like, or souls.
I feel like you can separate from your body and you have two bodies. You have a physical and a non-physical body, and that ghosts are just non-physical bodies that got separated from your physical body. And even when you die, like when people are like, "Oh, we experienced this crazy like we saw ourselves and shit," that's just you having an out-of-body experience that's from chemicals being released in your brain. And I feel like it's just those people aren't returning to their bodies and they got lost.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It's interesting,
dude.
Because I talked to a medium once and I asked her what she thought, you know, happened when you die, and she said you go to a meadow and you just stay there.
This wasn't John Edward.
Until, no.
Television
but
medium.
But she did.
Crossing over.
She did work for, like, the local police and was on the record for, like, finding some shit. Like, she was somewhat legit. I don't know her whole story.
So is my tarot reading over?
Oh, well, done? Overall.
Am I taroed up?
They want you to go outside. Jeez. The collaboration, the action that you're putting in will bring you what you want. But you're going to need to go within and... realize that the struggle is about the way you look at it. And if you can change that, then you can have your healing and your son.
I'm glad this is on film.
Yeah.
So
that I can remember this.
They're wanting you to get over it so that you can...
have pentagrams in the under bridges.
Well, it's also on recording, just saying.
I think this is about how you need to get over the Ranger Power Dick. And go back to the park because you were happy
ranger,
when you were at the park all the time.
That park
there
ranger power dick the
okay,
fuck out
of me. Okay,
who's
going next?
Yeah, sorry.
I want to go. Okay, let's do it.
Angel's going next.
All right.
What do I do?
Nothing. Well, if there's something that's bothering you, they've got the cards.
Oh God.
Shit.
So stop drawing.
She dropped all of her...
Well,
Angel, check your mic for me. I can't pull it like India or something.
I got a lot bothering me right now. Is that going to fuck up my card reading?
Dude, you're...
They'll take the one you need to work on.
Okay. What is your second deck here? You have a second deck.
Did you say second deck?
This is like the big... This is like the top deck, and this is the bottom deck. Like, to me, this one's like...
Ah.
So we'll all have a second card reading.
You only get three of those, and you get a bunch of those, right?
Well, yeah, I try. These are, like I said, these are my ancestor cards. So I kind of like what they want to focus on. Like, they really... His ancestors are wanting him... His ghosts are wanting him to get the fuck outside.
Hell yeah.
Need to get some sun this
morning. I like the outside.
I agree. His
all
friends
right,
you
they,
pale bitch.
They only want one for you. Because normally... Oh, children. Jesus Christ.
No!
What the fuck?
You're
that
ready
was
for
not
children.
The
it's time
card,
for you. It's time
man.
For you to
I'm
have...
fucking sorry.
It's time for you to have buns in your oven. Might as well have twins, triplets,
Jesus
quadruplets.
There are two children
that's what
on
the first
card
says.
Too.
God. It doesn't necessarily mean, like... Do you want
so
children?
So I think
do you
I missed that sad boy's hysterectomy.
Do you have... do you have...
Maybe they'll hold another one
Are you anti-children?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right. All right. Your ancestors don't want you to be...
Like, I'm like, yeah, no, about even. Giving birth. Like, I'd probably like what is not what adopt,
is
but
what is it about?
Maybe I should just
motherhood.
Like, I don't want to be responsible for someone else.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Hell,
it's
no.
a lot.
Like, I'm not trying to be a jerk
no,
about
no, no,
it.
No,
it's
no,
just
no,
like
no,
I know
no.
that,
and I don't think enough. This is the thing, okay? Women's view, the way women are taught to view children, we're especially you know where we're coming from. More women need to stand up and say, I don't want to have children.
Yeah.
Or I am not going to like get married and you're going to yeah. expect me to do A, B, and C and be this to you. Because we still live in a world where marriage is, you know, like there was a part of me that felt owned when I was married. Okay.
You get shots in the moon. That's what I learned from the honeymooners.
So like
I'll shoot you to the moon, Alice.
This is the thing. Guys don't understand Sean. That there's like these underneath things, you know? And there's these pressures that, you know, how old are you? How long do you have? Are you gonna, you know, and especially with our families and our fucking parents.
I'm very upset. Is that what we're talking about? The one thing I like is that all the tarot?
Okay.
I'm like,
no.
I'm like,
no,
are
no,
you for
no,
real?
No, no, you're getting a real reading.
No, she's preaching.
Oh, okay. I'm not trying to be. I'm preaching. I'm just telling you that, like, if the cards are saying that they're, you know, they might want, you know, that's advice to me. And so my advice is saying, don't like give into the pressure.
Maybe I'm like somebody that's like what's homophobic. I'm like, no.
What's your number?
That's not what I want.
I'm not what's, gay.
What's your number?
I don't want that dick.
Mm-hmm. Huh? What's your number?
Number.
Oh, four.
Four. Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that matters.
Slim on Christmas morning.
Ooh, no, it doesn't, because like that just means like there's just a certain type of person that picks different numbers. It's you know, I don't know.
All right,
it can be any number.
Tell me, it can be any number. It could be any reason. Tell me when. That sounds like a baby in the back.
When?
Oh, that's it not what me. That sounds like. But that's okay.
Wait, right, tell. Okay, you want to cut?
Sure. How do it? I mean,
it's good. They pick. Yeah, they pick. Energy.
The
picks,
cards.
The
pick.
Energy.
Oh goodness gracious!
Oh great balls of fire!
All right. So there's like
a picture of
the
too.
Knight of Swords is the it's like fast words, and they could not necessarily be nice. This card. Right. This could be words that are not nice. But it could also just be like speaking up for yourself and going and forth. This is the fastest knight of the deck. Like this one doesn't fuck around. This one just goes and cuts shit. You know?
Imagine that.
So,
imagine that.
So anyway.
I'm very quick.
Then you have the Ace of Wands again. This is going to be a theme tonight.
Not the Ace of Spades, but the Ace of Wands.
Well, the Ace. See, they mean the deck. So like it would be the Ace of Clubs.
Because
it's a fucking club.
Yeah, it'd be
you know, because this is the deck. The
they're
the,
like playing cards.
The playing cards, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, there's maybe words that you need to say, maybe with reference to children, maybe to your family or to someone pressuring you, and maybe that's the action you need to take to kind of release the emotion that you're having about that, to change the perspective. If there's anything going on with that, I don't know. With the children card, that's interesting, you know. But anyway, this is the Speak Your Truth card. This is Speak It, you know, and don't
speak
like
it.
Just say it.
Preach.
Like whatever you want. If there's something you
preach,
need to
sister,
say,
let it out right
say
now.
It, you know. Do you want me to throw some? I can throw some clarifiers. Oh, well, if you do that, if you always speak your mind, you will have the foundation that you want.
Ooh.
Okay.
I feel like you always do though. Whatever that is for you.
Cool. Yeah.
And then let's throw it on the death.
Usually.
Oh, you're dying a queen and coming back an empress, bitch.
That's
surprise. Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry, guys.
Wait, what was the last one mean?
Well, the death card is a transformation card. It's about changing the way you think about
picture.
Something, and she needs to think of herself as an empress.
I sure don't. Not me.
Go get your fucking crown on. Set your crown straight. You know, that's what I tell women when they get the empress card, because it's about all elements, about taking up all the energies within you. You know, so are you happy with that?
Yeah, but I want to take a picture.
Yeah, take a picture.
And I also want to like. Oh, that
I want to tell that story.
You tell that story.
So we're moving on. I want to tell now, that right?
children's card to go away.
Right, is Slim next or Bob next? You guys want to Rochambeau?
I can throw I'll one go next. More on a kid's card. It's moving beyond that mentality. That's what it's saying.
There we go.
There you go. That's all what right. they clarified.
You did that for me, didn't you?
I did.
You did that for
me. I don't want you hanging in there.
I don't want you to be death.
Oh, shit.
So,
All right, so who's going next? Are we going Slim or Bobby? Come on. Okay, Bobby. Here we go. All right. So think about something that's bothering you.
I love the Facebook comments we got.
I got something.
One person wanted us to smush the spider, and one person said,
"Whoa,
this isn't...
Those ones fell, so those are it?"
Bobby Baker said, "This isn't a cipher, damn."
Wait, why did Bob get four and Angel got one?
That's what they pulled out.
That's
what the spirits told her. You saw how quick those popped out. I don't deal those ones.
The air awesome. Popped them out. Did you the even see
it? I watched her do it. I was like, wait a minute. Why? Yeah. Okay, yeah, sick.
It was like a tumbleweed of cards.
A tumbleweed of cards. It really was. So, yeah, like whatever you're praying for, it's going to come true. There's magic with it.
He wants to learn how to hold his breath for 27
then
minutes.
Then that might be it. Then that might be it. So,
trying to climb mountains.
You know,
what a thing.
They're saying to manifest what you want, this prayer that you have, magic.
I want to be able to take cold showers.
You know, they want you to follow your signs. And the signs could be like shit that what means something to you. Is it a pizza? Is it
what
a fucking...
What means the world to you?
What means the world to you?
Pizza?
Oh, he delivers pizza,
Bob lives
man.
By pizza, so yeah, it's money.
You know, like, there's money in that, you know? Mm. Is it, you know, you... Last time we talked, Bobby, you know, you were setting off to some different stuff, you know? You were working on, you know, getting more people, you know, and music and stuff, weren't you?
Yeah, that'd be cool. I don't know.
What is it that you were asking for? What is it that you want? Figure that out.
Get out of debt.
God, yeah, no shit.
Cool, yeah.
No shit.
That'd be it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I just realized,
Bob? What's your number, Bobby?
52.
No, 52. 1 through 10.
Oh, okay. 2.
2, okay.
You know how I always like said shit like, America, I am America.
I did not want to say that, but...
What?
Now he changed his mind.
No, I was just like, if it was the amount, I didn't want to say 52, but I thought... It was just a random number.
52? Well, then you're going with 2.
Yeah, exactly.
And then maybe I can throw some more here. Hold on.
No, I like that.
We'll see here. Right. So anyway, like you're working on yourself. You're working. You're doing the work, man.
I'm doing a lot of work.
They're asking you to continue to follow your intuition, and as you do that, it will strengthen. And I'm gonna pull a few more.
Scotty, what are you doing? We can't have 52. Cats in the Chris Clem's Coffee Corner. That's not health department approved.
Yeah, okay. Get the cats out of there.
I'm actually doing really well. I'm normally really allergic to cats, and I can't believe I'm not like snotting right now.
He's normally, got five fingers. Normally
I'm really impressed. Normally I thought I was like, vacuum, oh, fuck this cats, man.
Normally I vacuum before
10-toed cats are different.
But so, I didn't vacuum.
So, you know, this is the past life card, or this is also about sharing your feelings.
What's that second one?
This is the King of Cups, and the King of Cups has a lot of feelings, and he's not showing them. You know, he's keeping them under. Like, I always read this card as, like, he seems okay, but look, the water's kind of choppy.
It's interesting.
You know, and there is some...
He's like the there's king
some
of
F. There's F. Some confusion and feeling abandoned. And that's, you know, maybe there's some issue with that, but it's okay. There's freedom. There's going to be freedom. So you follow your intuition. The Fool card is just about, like, stepping off.
The Fool.
Like, you need to step off. Like, wherever this whatever this is for you, whatever you're asking for, step off towards it. Follow your intuition. Be strong.
Step off,
you know, off the ledge.
Damn, step off the ledge, my
step
friend.
Off the ledge.
Don't you step off the
Do
ledge.
Do you want a picture?
Friend.
Step off.
I was very skeptical about this, but this is very accurate.
Take a picture, man. That's a good reading. So don't be afraid, and you might be confused and you might feel abandoned, but don't be afraid to step off and step out.
Don't be afraid.
Damn. Is that what Damn. Bob got a
good and share your feelings, you know, whatever those are.
No, just keep it with that. This accordion and the
sometimes
injury.
I feel like I've seen an accordion can sound. Push people away though.
Of course it can, but fuck them.
Bob's falling to his intuition.
Underneath was the Five of Swords. Five of Swords is about, you know, a winning the war in your mind. You know.
Oh God.
You know.
That'll never happen.
You said the word intuition, and now I have to play Jewel for a minute and a half until it gets to the word intuition, just for the joke to make sense. All right, here we go.
I'm so excited.
All right, that was it.
That's fine. That's all I need to hear.
That's what the word intuition makes you think of that?
All right.
Hell yeah, okay, cool, I guess.
It's Jewel's worst music.
There's a lot of
who will save your soul, Bobby?
Your soul? Dude, Bobby will save your soul.
Dude, Jewel is so sweet, man. She yodels. Like, how cool is that? She made...
She was sweet for an album.
How can you say anything is impossible when a yodeler can become Jewel?
She was sweet for an album. Who will save your soul?
Yeah, well, she made it, and she was hot, and it was the fucking 90s, man.
And then when she came out with Intuition...
We fucking loved her.
She came out with Intuition. It was like, hold on.
What about Tracy Chapman?
Tracy Chapman.
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm really not staring here. That's all right.
Slim.
He's got it.
Slim. All right. I'm nervous.
Am I hitting these? Are these working for everybody? Is this weird?
Yeah, we're having fun.
It's been weird.
Seems to be.
I don't
think it's weird at all. It's
definitely not weird. It's just like.
It's divinity.
Divinity.
It's weird to me because I didn't think it would be close, and it was too close. It was too close.
That's the car.
Man.
Yeah, so like on my podcast, I talk a lot about my like personal stories and some of my post-traumatic stress issues. And so, you know, anybody out there that's listening, if you've had any like traumatic events, my show's over there talking about it. And I find some insights and some things about myself in the hopes to share that and that other people might... you know, it might help them. So there is, you know, that is what I'm kind of setting out to do, is share knowledge that I learn. And I know it's not the damn cast. And I'm bummed. Like, I miss talking about dirty stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, that. I enjoyed that.
You said you brought a story about dildos.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about dildos. Okay, first off, we'll get to you in a second.
I hope Slim's voluntary reading about dildos.
We need a Randy break. So, a woman is supposed to have, to be a healthy woman, she's supposed to have 200 orgasms a year.
Okay.
How many orgasms do you guys think you do in a year?
365. maybe
365 times two.
All right. So this is the thing. Like, you know, I was nowhere near that. I was like somewhere around like 20. Yeah.
It all makes sense.
No.
And I realized, fuck, when, you know, I was reading that, I was like, Jesus Christ, like, I was in poor health.
But that, that's not so
not
much a...
orgasming enough.
And you just weren't taking care of yourself
I
enough?
Wasn't taking care of myself enough, and...
In a roundabout way.
In a roundabout way, yeah. You know, trapped in thoughts, and trapped in ideals.
I think it's healthy to be more, like...
Well, this is my thing. So, as soon as, like, I said fuck this shit and moved on, you know, I went out and I got myself a really nice fucking dildo. I burned out two fucking dildos
magic wand.
Since fucking December, you know, and all so right. Now I've hit my quota for the year. And
sure.
It's all about getting that moving. And so I want to encourage women out there, 200, you know, there's the mark, let's hit it, you know.
I like that.
And yeah, and that's cool. I'll tell you this, like, I get it. You know, like, blood needs to fucking flow. I mean, you guys are over here just beating your dicks
men,
like it's fucking, like,
I think
done something to you.
I think men need to more understand things like that, too, where, like, you can...
Oh, I get it.
I don't think
hold
you
on,
can
no,
blame
you,
on
you can go into the bedroom with a toy and get her off... first, or let her get herself off, or what? Just
dude,
to,
it should be a fucking
just
challenge.
To hit that level there, before you even get started. So
I'm telling you, every man should think to himself, as I'm fucking her, I want her to beg me to fuck her harder.
Well, shit happens.
There's girls,
and then
that
you'll make her come.
I have
time.
made have like multiple orgasms every single time that we have had sex. Nice. And then there's also girls that I have dated.
Yeah, every woman is different.
They've had almost no orgasms the entire time we've dated.
Then you weren't you weren't the one.
I don't do anything differently.
Yeah, but it's about like it is a fucking puzzle.
It's not
it's connection.
You mentioned connection, earlier like how you feel at the time and stuff like that too. Like that it plays
makes
big part.
A big thing. Well, I'm going to say this after I had my baby. It took me a while to get back to fighting condition, you know, down there. And, you know, things over time.
Did you say fighting condition? Like an MMA fucking...
I thought you guys would appreciate the reference.
Yeah, I do an MMA podcast.
My baby is just throwing punches at the...
I'm trying to remember my audience, man. Okay, back to Slim. Back to Slim. Is it Slim, Slim?
It is definitely Slim.
All right. What's your number, hun?
My number is 8.
8. Ooh, nice.
He had to go one more than me.
It's not a competition. 7. Tell me when.
When?
Now.
No. You want to cut?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, 8. Let's do it. Ooh, Queen of Swords.
You're a Queen of Swords.
I am, for sure.
I mean, Slim.
He is too, man. He's a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
It's about speaking your fucking shit.
Right.
Oh, nice. All right.
Okay.
You got a lot.
Tell me what I got.
You got a lot of cards. Hold on. It's gonna take me a second.
Okay. Wait. Can I go Instagram Live real quick? Because I need
whatever
I need
you want to do. Okay, whatever you want to do.
Yes. Hang on.
Yeah, because Snapchat wasn't enough. Like no,
I hope right off the bat that this says you need to stop. Like.
I didn't know. Yeah.
I'm excited. About
that's gonna say something in the cards. I guarantee it. But.
Quit
are you ready yet?
Come on.
Let me pull. I got a slow phone.
You got a girl or are you looking for a girl?
Oh my god.
I got no girl.
Okay. Good to know.
I got no girl. But I also left.
I got a girl at home who would be really mad if I said
yes. No. No girl at the moment.
Okay. That's good because it's saying you're going to start again.
Okay,
there's a relationship coming in your future. Follow the signs in your dreams. Whatever that
means. Follow your dreams.
Nice.
Follow your
dreams
and you'll find this new love.
Slim just released his first music video.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He opens his first music video being like, I know you ain't heard Slim for a while. We haven't heard you at all. This is your first music video.
It's only been 1 year.
God damn it. You guys.
Since I dropped my tape.
Maybe she'll be one of your Canadian fans.
Okay, so this you need to speak your plans.
Okay.
Okay.
Talk about my like what I have in store.
Yeah. Talk about what you're doing, what you have planned.
Okay.
This will also bring you balance. With everything you got going on, everything you're juggling, even emotionally.
Yeah.
So you know, if there's a way for people to help you speak it to them, so that they can help you out, and go forth. You know, that's, again, step off the edge. Go for it. It's going to be a slow process, so remember that.
Definitely.
This is the slowest night, but it's step by step, and sooner or fucking later, you'll climb the fucking mountain.
Awesome.
That's what it's about.
That's amazing.
And
that's a euphemism for orgasms.
It could be.
Climbing the mountain.
And then you have...
Or holding your breath for 27
you
minutes.
Have you have the 9 of... Wands. And to me, this is like the wounded warrior card. This is someone who's, you know, either they've climbed 10 mountains and they got a stick for each one, or they've had those many battles. You know, this is a card of completion. Like, if you've been through a lot of shit, you're almost done. Like, get on it because you're close.
Done giving up.
I don't want to foreshadow. But the curtains. Next card is called the devil.
It's the devil card. Yes. Now the devil card is,
and it's in the that poppy pose from her low life music
hell
video.
Yeah.
Baphomet.
You know what I'm
thanks,
talking
Sean.
About?
Yeah, I needed that.
That
one.
Poppy.
This card could be good about. Reference. It could be about addiction. It could be about. Temptation. It could be about
more likely
bad passions.
Okay,
you know what I mean. So you know, you got this one last thing to do. So make the right fucking decision. Make sure it's fucking fair.
Because
that's what it's about. It's about being fair.
Right,
and if you do that, then you'll have a nice little thing that you can give somebody.
Ooh,
can I see that? You know, this is my nest egg.
He was in the poppy video.
He's that nice. Poppy.
Nice. What's that last one?
This is the my nest egg. Like, you're gonna make a nest egg. You know what I mean? Like,
what does that mean?
You know, like, when people set out, they set out in this idea that, like, I'm going to be able to build something and grow it and as, you know, a seed of something more. So, yeah, when if you continue on the path you are and avoid the temptations and keep it fair, then booyah.
Booyah, Kasha.
Wow.
You know?
Booyah, Kasha.
And have the proper intention. So keep up what you're doing because you have the proper intention.
When I used to be a rapper, I used to say, booyah, booyah, booyah.
Did you ever get a tarot card reading like this?
I said, booyah.
Do you want any clarification? Do you want me to throw a card on the devil and see what...
Yeah, sure. I really do. I really do.
The devil, man.
Ooh, it's karma.
It's like the exact same.
Karma's coming for you. So make sure you make the right fucking decision.
It looks like Rick from Rick and Morty.
She's got her sword up, so like shit's gonna go down. Like you got to make sure that you were in the right,
definitely,
you know,
you're okay. In the right,
and this is right here. This is
I feel like you just Migos ad-libbed yourself. Like, you're like, you gotta be in the right. So it's like, you gotta be in the right.
Like, yo. I almost have the RJ3 fucking album completely fucking memorized, man. I like sang it all the way here, rapped it. I fucking love that shit. Okay, this card, though, that popped out right when I picked this up.
Yeah.
This is the Seven of Swords. So, like, deal with the thoughts. Like, take away the things that you could hurt yourself with. The thought, like, the negative thoughts. You know, just go ahead and, like, run away with those and leave them alone. Like, go dump them. You only need the two thoughts. The two ideas, you know. You have all of this stuff, but two of them are legit. And so, like, don't get carried away with all this other shit.
Podcast and rapping.
You know? Yeah. So
remember that time?
Drinking, yeah, fuck that.
When Chris Klemp started yelling at you, like, do you just want to be a JCP? Or what the fuck?
JCP? No, I don't. No, because that made me. No. I don't like that Sean intuition style what's it called? Like,
motivation?
Yeah, motivation. No.
You don't like the truth?
No.
What do you guys?
This is more like this.
Well, I try to make
It's very receptive of where I'm at in life right now. Like, it's very like, it's just, I don't know. It hits home, and that's what it's really about.
Like, yeah. And that's what an intuitive reader is about. A intuitive reader sits down, and like, each of these cards means something to me. So as I'm thinking here and reading,
what did my first four mean for me? Like, the ancestry ones. Because you bring up ancestry about everyone else, so I want
to
know what...
Okay, well, yeah. they're going to speak to you in your dreams, and they're going to give you the signs. And if you have, like, you know, like, there's certain things, like...
They're
going
to teach you about Nathan.
Like, okay, just for example, I was driving here on my way, and I see this truck in front of me, and I'm like, I'm just going to stay behind this fucking truck because this is, like... It's fucking so much construction getting over here. I was like, this is bullshit. And so I look up, and there is Smith on the back of the car. And of course, like, the back of the truck. And Smith is a common name. Mm-hmm. But when I lived here in Akron, I lived with behind Curtis's grandma Smith, Mary Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, and like I said, I haven't been up here in a while, and she was a sweet woman. So I was actually thinking about last time I was up here. Mm-hmm. It's been so long. You know, like, those little things, like, when things pop up, you know, like, appreciate that moment. Like, you know, it's like a nod from
follow
the universe.
Follow your intuition.
You know? Follow your intuition. So, yeah, so you got dreams.
Thank you,
follow your shit. There's a new beginning, and when that new beginning sprouts and gets going, you're going to have access to a soulmate.
How do you feel about coincidences?
Oh, total, like, synchronicities, is what they call it.
Like, when people steal meaning. Your posts on Facebook?
Man, who stole your post on Facebook?
I'm not getting into this again. It's just a joke. Let's
move on. I don't know. I don't know the history of that. No,
you're getting tarot cards and all that.
No, I mean, like, actual, like, when you're like, this is, like, too much of a coincidence to be true.
You can't be posting while Bobby's trying to fucking talk.
That's when you just think to yourself, like, be thankful that you're in a universe that's speaking to you, right? Isn't that the truth? Isn't that what, like, the universe is probably all about? Like, learning about itself? Like, what the fuck is consciousness? What the fuck is it?
What? Where the fuck do we go when we sleep?
I missed the whole conversation you guys were having because Slim's over in the corner going, "Yo, yo, just got my tarot card reading. Check me out on Instagram."
My phone's locked up. Look,
I don't even have your mic on. Okay, now talk.
Yeah, thank you. My phone's locked up. I can't even hit end post.
Like, don't care.
Oh, no.
There you go.
But I'm like, Bobby's over here trying to fucking speak, bro. It's we're doing an audio show.
Bro, we're doing.
Yeah,
but this is the thing. Like,
don't make me.
This is 2018. I'm used to people trying to Snapchat while I speak.
Back to Bobby. And the astral projection, like what if, like
assholes.
What if we were all masters of that in our subconscious?
That's what I want to get into.
And we just don't
remember
shit, man. We don't remember shit. I mean, imagine if like you like in the subconscious world, or it's like this like fucking crazy massive wrestler that just fucking.
You asked about ghosts earlier.
Put some shit down. You
and
know?
I told you, have you ever had an astral projection experience?
I've had some. Like, not where I was conscious, like, I'm out of my body. No.
I have.
I mean, I've seen.
When I was a child.
All right, go ahead.
Me?
Did you well, if you're going to bring it up,
yeah, Bob, we can talk about it.
I wasn't paying attention.
Did you get pictures of your cards, sweets?
No.
You want them?
Yes.
On my camera.
Name Slim. Now you're sweets. Right. You were fun. You were sweets.
All of us
were
like
Sean, Bob, Angel.
It's you're the Sean show. Do you need a fucking nickname? I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I love you, man. Dude, this is the thing. Like, you've been running some straight up.
Me and Bobby.
How long you guys been doing this shit?
We're coming up on 5 years. October will be 5 years.
Fucking respect. Because it ain't fucking easy. People don't understand what it's like to have to put out a show.
But shows like this aren't popular anymore.
Listen, shut up.
That's what I'm saying.
Saying that earlier. You are a content creator. And this was something that kind of.
We do a lot of content every week, but shows like this aren't popular anymore.
But this is the thing, because we're not.
People want their shit quick.
Whatever. People aren't like.
And they want it super interesting. We're none of those.
Yes, you
we
are.
We are not quick or interesting.
You are quick.
What do you mean quick?
What do you
define
mean quick?
Like, people want
not
shows
everybody.
Under an hour nowadays.
Who's everybody and like, who's that? Like,
it's the podcast listener.
You have your that's listeners. Like,
yeah,
like,
but
I don't,
it's not
I don't,
the same.
I don't
people have
anyone.
Moved on. We're not. It's not
they
people that listen
shows.
4 years. Like we have a small group that listened 4 years ago that listen now, but most of them don't.
Yeah, but those
anymore.
Are your diehards.
No,
and that's worth it at the very least. Like, if I podcast to like five people. People, that's cool with me, man.
That's fun.
It's fun to do. Like, this is, I enjoy, I love, this is the thing. Like, the guys fucked up, man. We got together and we started talking. Like, that's the one thing I loved about all my buddies from back in the day now.
Back in the day.
Yeah, I'm not, they're not.
Damcast.
Yeah, my Damcast. You know, I love.
Which is still going.
It is still going. I love talking shit with those guys, man. They, you know. They could do it, man. They
so
could
Slim,
do it. And you guys could do it.
Gotta follow his intuition.
I had good cards. I was anticipating bad because I'm not at a good point.
What did you just say?
I was anticipating bad because I'm not at a good point mentally right now.
Bags.
Bad.
Oh, bad.
Not bags.
Do you want to ask?
Did everybody else hear bags? Am I the only one?
Wait, can I ask?
Am I drunk or is Slim drunk?
You can ask a question.
Okay.
Okay, ask a question.
Jesus.
Just, I mean, what everything I'm going through right now, is everything going to turn out okay in the next few months?
You're looking for an omen.
A few months. In the next 3 months.
Here's what I want to say about omens. Okay. You can build your own omen within you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Obviously.
And every day,
it's a 3 month span.
Every day, there's your omen. We're gonna see what it is.
Here's the thing. I'm not gonna put it out there, but I had set something up with someone that was gonna get me.
Are you on beer five right now?
Yes, I was set something up with someone that was gonna clear me, not clear me of a name, but like you know, just like help me on the right path. And get me around this hurdle that I'm in right now, and he had yet to contact me, so I just want to know like what.
Okay, so you're looking for the omen
that's
on that,
super,
and
like
you need, okay,
specific.
It is. We'll see.
She said I could do specific.
Oh, well, I'm gonna tell you this. I don't like to like. It's an omen. Like I don't fucking know. There's so much free will.
Yeah.
This is the thing you have to remember.
Yeah, listen
even
to the Rush song.
Even tarot cards, like they can point you towards a way to help what you want to manifest, and that's cool. But it's still fucking free will. Everyone's got to make up their own fucking mind. And if dude's on the right like vibe with you. Like, you'll make the same decision.
So, from my original reading, Temptation was the one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting the collaboration. That's a collaboration card. Collaborate and listen.
Yeah, collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention.
That's the advice.
Listen to
throw like a harpoon.
Give any other
listen to them. Advice listen to yourself. Or just yeah, and always collect advice. That's what I do. I collect advice everywhere I go. Some of the best advice I get: hone your craft so when the moment happens, you're fucking ready to go.
Always.
Send an email. What the fuck?
Right.
What's the worst gonna happen? You're not even gonna. You know, whatever.
Right.
And believe in your fucking self. No one else is gonna do that for you. Who, you know, and if you don't believe in yourself, you definitely ain't going anywhere. You know, little things. It's the little things.
Dope.
Right?
So,
you guys are all in good shape. I mean,
I feel so much more like not lit, lifted, but like.
You look like a kid. Now, see,
that's the Reiki. There's like this whole, like, I've been getting Reiki'd, and like my Reiki.
What's that?
Okay, Reiki is like this.
Definition, please. Can you use it in a sentence, please?
It sounds too much like rape, but I don't like it. But
yeah,
it's rape.
It did. And like energy. The first time you said it, I was like, did she just say I've been feeling rapey?
Yeah, I got raped.
I just feel rapey'd.
Yeah, I got raped.
So anyway, it's about energy work, and it's about motherly love. And so you get with these, you know, masters, and they help you move energy through your body, very much like the breathing.
Wim
and
Hof.
So you would move that through and through a meditation. I've been hanging out with these people, like large groups of them, like four or five, and they just like all like buzz, like just like happy. Even when they're not happy, they're still like giving love in this. I'm just saying, like, you hang out with them, you make them laugh, and you leave high. Like, I'm not even kidding you. There's a part of you that's just like, man, that was cool.
Yeah.
And you don't even know why. You're just like, leave buzzed. And like, that's what we all need to be for one another. Like, leave, you know, leave everyone
positive
you talk to positive, you know.
Well, energies and vibrations and stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you don't believe that, then just take acid.
Yes, exactly.
And then you'll be able to, and
your mind's completely
And then you'll see it.
Dude, so I've had some good trips. I've had some fucking bad trips. I have puked some fucking Chinese food on fucking mushrooms, man. And
is this at one of the rave parties?
No, I actually didn't do that many drugs at the rave party. I just drove people around for them.
I used to say that, like, my favorite part about the Damcast was when, in the last segment, you guys would just start talking about, like, 90s Acacia and 90s Curtis, where you guys are just having funky charms.
Dude, I just saw the Soul Asylum
with
Curtis post the other day. That Runaway Curtis.
Oh, that's such a great song. When I met him, I was just like, you had to have been into Soul Asylum. Like, you would have. I'm like, Curtis, you went to college in 1993. You listened to Soul. He's like,
did not.
And he's like, no, I didn't.
I was 13 in 93.
I'm like, you listened to the Flaming Lips.
Yeah.
So that's Curtis.
So I still want to talk about astral projection for a second, though.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do this, and like, then we'll take a break.
Yeah, it'll be.
Go ahead.
So, like, one in five people experience this in their life, and they don't even know it.
One in five? And they don't even know it. Wow.
I definitely had an experience as a child that I...
You just hit your elbow on the mic.
That was definitely astral projection.
Are you okay? Do you need ice?
I'm okay.
They say you experience it... If you're going to experience it, you're going to experience it when you're younger, because you have no perception of, like, what you can experience through your mind or not. And I had the experience when I was younger where I was sleeping in my grandparents' bed, and my entire head had this buzz and this hum going through it. And I got up out of the bed, and I walked outside, and they had like a full-size van.
Mm-hmm.
And out from underneath it, a full-size deer came out and stretched out and then just took off into the distance. And throughout my entire life, I was like, that was like, I when I would think back on that, I was like, that was more than a dream. That was not just a dream. There was definitely different emotions and feelings, and I felt that even the next day, and like the feelings and
vivid.
It was so vivid.
And you have to wonder if the more vivid dreams and the more vivid, like even in daydreams or meditation, if those things are you know, elements of astral projection. You know, it's interesting, the one of the scariest dreams I had as a child was a witch coming out from under my bed to grab me. Like, it was fucking scary shit, and I remember it clear as day. Like, and then I also had an experience where my mom, it was funny, she, I was outside talking to myself all right, and I came in, and my mom...
Like, you're, like, telling fucking... I just imagine it being, like, a Jay Leno monologue, like...
I don't know. I come in, mom's like, who you talking...
Think about what...
Mom's like, who you talking to? And I'm like, oh, I was talking to God, Mom. And she's like...
I thought you were
going to
say talking about Ross Perot. No, and I was like... I'm just thinking Jay
Leno. I was, like, 3 or 4 years old. Like, that's a weird thing to be, like... Like, and she said it was weird because I was sitting there, like, talking like I would to a person with hand movements. It wasn't like I was, like, had my hands in... Because I prayed to God every night. I came from a Christian family. Like, that's how you talk to God. Yeah, she's like, no, up, you God? Were outside, like, just, like, chilling, talking to somebody. And she, that's why she was like, what are you doing out there? Talking to God.
They're talking to God.
I don't know. Weird shit. Weird shit. Kids shit's weird shit. It just is. It's fucked up weird shit, man. Like, and you're right. Like, children might... astral project even more naturally than
Are you raising your son up that way?
Yeah.
Are you raising your son up that way to talk to God?
Yeah, I was about to say it's a personal
It's kind of personal, but I mean, like, I feel like you're open to that.
It's hard. Like, I want to teach, and this is, these are conversations because we live by a fucking cemetery. So, like, I've had, lately it's been like, so there's skulls under those headstones, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, yes, there's skulls. And like, he got really obsessed with George Washington, and he's like, George Washington is buried at our headstones. Like, no, he's in a mausoleum. You know, I had to go look up where the fuck George Washington is fucking buried and shit. Yeah. But you know, probably so like they have such active imaginations and all that kind of stuff. So
you can take them to the McKinley Museum. You can see McKinley's tomb.
There's some cool Maslin mausoleums too, man. But yeah, I don't want to like take my kid to go look at dead people. Like, that's weird.
Kids are insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're raising them up to, you know.
They just know things that you don't know. Like,
I mean, that's not what I meant. I didn't mean like, oh, you're raising them up to believe.
But this is the thing. Like, I don't want to teach him the Christian mentality because I don't want to teach him to be judgmental.
Yeah.
And to have that
attitude. That's how I feel.
Attitude that you have to be saved. Fuck you. Save yourself. Like, that should be the mentality. I like that. You know what I mean? And ask God for help. God, like, help me save myself.
My mom will still say to this day that I didn't get baptized, so I'm probably going to go to hell.
Oh, fuck that shit. Go baptize yourself.
I don't need to. I'm not religious.
So
I don't
need to baptize you in fucking Hennessy.
Beer right now.
That's going to be his next music video.
Like, you know? Baptized, bro!
All right, I've lost control.
This is the thing. You guys should all take a field trip to get this asshole out into nature because he needs to see the sun. Yeah, I know you're a ginger, and I know you must burn easy.
No, you haven't in years.
But put on a hat, get outside.
I just went to the park 2 days ago.
Will you guys buy him some
today.
Fucking fishing gear? This man has put this podcast together and has promoted your asses for 5 fucking years. Yeah. The man deserves a fishing pole so he doesn't have to feel like a fucking pedophile at the fucking park.
So we're going to get a boat, Bob.
He's into nature walk without any of his friends there. He needs to be alone.
Yeah, take people
with
though.
With podcasts. But then when he gets back to his car, we set up a thing where there's just like a hamburger with warm ketchup waiting for him.
Bro, mobile podcast in the gorge. Right. We're going to do it.
That would be cool.
That would be how you spoil Sean.
I want to say one
last.
You just
have a warm ketchup. Hamburger
because the nature came, because the nature came up, I want to say one last thing. Like, you know, we go out in our worlds and we deal with people's judgments about our tooth and about our, you know, bullshit white wrapper. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I said I get judged because I'm fat, not because I'm toothless.
Well,
she tied it back to me too.
I'm just
sexy.
Grabbing you. I love you, Bobby. I can't say a damn fucking bad thing about you. Anyway,
I was gonna say I'm sick.
Oh, but white wrapping is bad.
Let me say.
I have not ignored you, Angel. You need to be at this table.
I
you need to be at the table.
I I
like the coffee corner.
I randomly said I'm sexy. So
you're too sexy.
I want to clarify what I was trying to say. I stopped because you were speaking. Sexy and toothless.
I haven't finished my thought. But here's my point.
You have to add that?
Here's my point. So people fill you with this shit. They trigger you. They make you feel
like
less,
you can't
less
be sexy
than.
And toothless?
Yeah, that you can't.
No, you can be.
You can be.
You can be sexy and toothless.
It's all about a fucking attitude, man. But here's my point.
Attitude.
This is my point. You go out, you take all this shit, and you have your day, and you feel like shit. Now, you're lucky you got pizza today. But, you know, that shit weighs on you. And when you are able to go out into nature and sit down, like, it blows off the static of other people's bullshit. Like, Mother Nature, like, you want to go get a hug from your mom, go sit out in nature and sit long enough that you see an animal come by. Like, that's where you're going to, like, have that moment
that's
of...
That's a hug from the mom?
That's a hug from your mom. So go get a hug from your mom. Frogs. It's in the park, man.
I saw two deer today.
And yeah. Mom won't think you're a pedophile as long as you got a fishing pole.
No, she didn't. Telling someone about it, and she's like, you're like a deer creep.
A deer creep.
Oh. Well, I saw two deer, and I was like, man, that's two deer right there. So I, like, hid behind a tree that was, like, far away from me and walked towards the tree so that they couldn't see me the whole time. And so I was, like, getting
you don't need
as
to hide
close
from a deer.
As I can.
Just go get yourself a big salt lick and some corn and get them in the yard, man.
And then I peeked around the corner of the tree and took a
this
picture
a deer
before they ran away.
So,
Acacia, like,
are we done?
Let's real quick, let's say, what do you got coming up for your podcasting ideas?
Yes.
What's coming up? Give me the rundown.
Yes, for sure. First off, thank you guys for having me. Like,
yeah,
like thank you for inviting me up.
You invited us to the damn cast back in the day.
I really appreciate it. Yeah, like, this was nice.
Had to some, repay it.
And
I think one of my favorite I've only been on like three podcasts. One of my favorite podcast appearances.
I've only been on
was
one.
When I was on the Demcast. I went twice because I got a Firewire cable from Curtis.
If you were on
which
the
is still
if,
sitting
this is
over
the thing.
There.
If you were on the show more than once, we liked you a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you were on the show more than once, you were the.
I was only on one, so I was a hated guest.
I'm kidding. You were only on because I brought you. We've promoted Lousy Weather Media how many times?
Yeah.
Like,
always.
And
always
you guys,
and forever.
And you guys have always fared right back. And so, like, you know, like, there's a nod in that.
Yeah.
So thank you. And then, Acacia and the Void. I'm on iTunes. Check that out. A-C-A-C-I-A and the Void.
CIA. I think names that end in CIA are weird because I think they work for the CIA.
Well, by the way, my name in English would
not
be translated Casey, and that actually means not evil. I'm not evil. So even though I'm reading cards, guys, I'm not evil.
Also, that's only because your
I'm
name
not
going to
tell you that you're going to end up fucking doing
she
weird shit.
Burn the witch!
Alright, so Acacia in the Void.
Yeah, Acacia in the Void. And I Instagram a lot, so follow me over there.
I'm on iTunes. Stitcher.
No, I gotta get all that shit. This is the thing. You know how fucking iTunes goes. You gotta hit that door as hard as you can.
iTunes.
I have some.
iTunes is great for Apple users, but Android users still don't have like a clear cut one they use. Stitcher's terrible.
I hate
so
Stitcher.
A lot of people don't use it.
Podcast
Addict is my favorite for Android phones. It's your most similar to like an iTunes, but it's an open source program.
I gotta sit down. I gotta throw all those register.
It should already be in Podcast Addict if it's on iTunes.
Are they pulling it off iTunes?
Most of them are pulling it off instead of having to go submit it. You know,
well, that's good. That's good to know. Yeah. So that's where you find me on Instagram, Facebook. Fuck it. I fucking hate Facebook. I fucking hate Facebook.
Yeah.
But I don't Twitter because I hate Twitter too. So like, I'm over on Instagram.
Instagram.
That's where you find me as far as social goes.
It's been a big shift of people being like, I use Instagram. Like, if people want to get a hold of me faster, they should DM me on Instagram.
The mentality is more like...
I reply to my Facebook messages like that usually, but
still
at the same time, if you want to get a hold of me faster...
Facebook makes you, as a creator, Facebook as a creator makes you, like...
Have to have it.
Well, they make you pay to see your followers. Where Instagram doesn't do that. If your followers are regularly liking your stuff, they'll continue to see your stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, Instagram's a little more fair as far as that. They're not playing that game Facebook's playing.
Yeah, Facebook's terrible.
I don't even want to. I won't
the
give
bullshit.
Them fucking money.
Yeah,
fucking
Facebook's
Facebook,
terrible.
Fucking bullshit.
I did, but fuck it.
But thank you guys so much for having me.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate
it.
It
was fun.
A lot of
fun.
Hey, have me back. I'll do updates when you guys are ready, and we'll see
what
how
kind
we'll
of
see
like
what
episodes have you been doing.
That reminds
you
oh,
yeah. Stuff coming up.
That reminds me, I am available for readings. Email me at acaciainthevoid@gmail.com if you would want
you
your own.
You can do this
tarot
shit over Skype, I'm sure, too.
Yeah, and I need to set up, and I charge, unless you know someone that knows me. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we got like, what, $4,000 worth of readings here today?
Oh, yeah. You think? I don't know, man. I don't know.
I feel like
this is the thing. I'll read for anybody that needs a reading. Mm. Okay, like, it's no big deal. Like, sooner or later, I'll get mine. You know?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
It all comes back around.
It all comes back around.
Karma. I feel good about mine.
So, I'm going to get some good karma back from yours.
Confidence. You know? I'm just feeling great. Like,
yeah, that's what's
I'm
about.
Feeling like we might as well just end the show. We don't. You said, did you have two topics? You said you had dildos.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to bitch about dildos, and then I wanted to bitch about, like, promoters, man. Like, we're fucking promoters, you know? But anyway, I don't want to get into that shit.
That's the way it goes.
As far as the show goes, you know, I got the post-traumatic stress and autism shit that is up right now. I'll be heading towards. We're doing Mental Health Awareness Month and suicide, so I'll be doing a little bit of that right now. And then after I get out of that, we'll be going into the astral projection, Reiki energy work. I got this freaking crazy master from Arizona.
It's wild because you are somebody who has a giant sense of humor, but you tackle such serious subjects. Is there your humor in there, or is all serious?
No, there's. I mean, it's
do you
sick.
Every once in a while just be it's like sick. Dicks and vaginas?
Well, I do a little bit, but like
sticks and stones may break my bones, but a dick is always good to me.
Jeez, dick is good. I seriously like looking.
That's what I say when I watch wrestling.
That's what he said.
Okay, that makes sense.
You saw my tarot card reading. It was all about dicks.
You did. You guys had a lot of Ace of Wands. You know, that is.
Yeah, I got an ace of dicks.
My bad, ace of dicks. I got a little.
You
got to
turn your mic towards you. It's like facing the window.
It doesn't matter.
Just grab the mic, turn it. So, the show's over. It doesn't matter.
I have 1,000 questions still, but the show's over. So.
Well, listen to the void. I'm going to answer them sooner or later. Yeah. I'm getting through them. I was doing a two release, but I'm going to go down to once a week. You can count on them on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
All right.
I appreciate it. Thank you for coming, Slim. Thank you for sitting through the whole episode and making it the whole time.
You're welcome. I'm a rapper. Yeah, you're okay.
That's awesome. Let's have a good day.
Yeah.
That was really good. You sound just like that.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.